Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
It's In This League.
My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable.
Come again.
With Scott Bogman and Chris Welch.
Can't wait.
What does that do? Did that blow your mind?
That just happened.
What's up, friendos? And welcome into the In This League Fantasy Football Podcast Week 3 Breakdown and a little bit of Week 4 Waivers. I'm Chris Welch. That is Scott Bogman. Fresh off of a crazy Sunday with big fantasy performance, big disappointments, and nobody left in a survivor pool at all. Let me give you context here for a second. We play, as we've mentioned, in a league called the Pentathlon, where one of five events we get points for is a survivor. It is week 3, and I believe 4 teams are eliminated. But I know you'd be like, what's the big deal? Well, so they lost one game. No, this is a 3-strike league. You get 3 strikes and a quarter of the league is eliminated. Almost, maybe every single person has 2 strikes, us included, because our pick didn't save. Wouldn't have mattered
because it was the Bucks.
And it is wild. So crazy fantasy performances, disappointments. No survivor pools, all of the above. So today we're going to talk about all of that. We're going to dig in to some of the biggest storylines at each position, and we're going to look at what waivers looks like as far as where the under-owned high performers were. We're going to build a top 5 waivers and then, you know, just breaking it all down. You can find us, by the way, over at InThisLeague.com. InThisLeague.com on Patreon, where ranks live, where Thursday night with Bogman/ITL, when I've been on, I think, all 3 weeks in smaller capacities, but you know, Bogman is usually the man there. You can also catch our Bet This League show live on Friday afternoons. So we've got a couple video offerings. We have got ranks. We've got our community in the GroupMe rooms with bets, football, start, sit, and you get access to us and you just know you're supporting us. So come and check us out today, InThisLeague.com. We appreciate your support. Supports the podcast. Let's it keep rolling on and we hope you'll continue keep supporting. Check it out, InThisLeague.com. Holy Juwan Jennings, Batman. Hello. Even I didn't expect that big breakout. Juwan Jennings, the star of week 3. Unfortunately, the 49ers were not, as the number 3 wide receiver got thrust into Deebo Samuel's role, had 12 targets, went off for 175 and 3 touchdowns, an absolute banger. And I'm very, very happy to report that Bogman and I started him maybe in every single place you could. Where I didn't have him, he had him. I think hindsight, this doesn't look big. In my FFPC Bogs, I took out J.K. Dobbins in the flex and put in Juwan Jennings for the game. I got the receiver.
Because you're smart.
And I put Juwan Jennings in that. I think I had Juwan Jennings in the flex league. I had him in a couple spots. Like, he did well for me. I believe I started him in anywhere from 3 to 4, so like a quarter to 35% of my leagues. And I know you had him the same. I know there's some people out there that didn't have him, but I don't know. We were kind of talking about it all week before it was even like really fun to talk. It was fun to talk about when Kittle was out, but we were talking about it at the very beginning of the week. The minute Deebo Samuel was knocked out, it was, hey man, he's going to be relevant. Little did we know he was going to be the number one overall wide receiver of the week and will become the number one waiver this coming week, because still, even with Deebo out, a lot of people were saying, you know, pick him up, pick him up. 31.5% roster percentage, according to Fantasy Pros. And what is that pulling Yahoo and ESPN, I believe?
That's everything. I think Fantasy Pros picks across everything.
Yeah, so, well, like on baseball, they only get the ESPN and Yahoo data.
If it's the same on football, then yeah, that would be the same.
I think it is, because there's some places that won't give you some of that data that they can pull from. But 31% between Yahoo and ESPN, that's crazy.
Yeah, and it was a perfect storm of Deebo and Kittle being down, and they kind of needed it, right? Like, they ended up losing this game. So, but that really wasn't, they weren't down and throwing it a ton. He was just the first read on so many of those plays. And he had made a big play in each of the previous two games, a 22 yarder against the Jets, a 25 yarder on only two catches against the Vikings, right? So he had already made a couple plays. He had 9 targets over his first two games, which is not bad. So you knew, okay, he's getting somewhere around 4 and 5 targets. Now that Deebo's out, let's say 7. Now that Kittle's out, let's say 9. He ended up with 12. So it was 12, 11, 175, his biggest play of the year, 34 yards on that touchdown, and 3 scores was nuts. I mean, I don't know if Juwan Jennings scores more than 3 touchdowns for the rest of the season, right? Like, moving forward here. I think so. I think Brock Purdy is making him more and more of an option, but this was just an absolute perfect storm, and he looked so good in his chance, and that should earn him more chances, in my opinion.
Yeah, and I'm taking a look here. I should probably, this would have been beneficial. I can't sort this, but know that there's going to be some names off here. Juwan Jennings, after week 3, has the exact same first read percentage as Brandon Ayuk does. 23.2% first read percentage. And that's a really healthy number. It's higher than any of the Packers wide receivers. It's higher than Jamar Chase. It's higher than Mike Evans. Mike Evans, 21.8%. There are a few names at the tip near the top ish of the list that have like Josh Downs. Like, I probably wouldn't count Josh Downs right now, but you know, 30% is elite. And 23% is a good spot. Deebo Samuel had a 29.2%. And I think that's what people forget. So check this out. Deebo Samuel, top 25 in first read percentages. Well, guess what? Juwan Jennings went to the Deebo Samuel role. So you're really shocked? There's almost a 30% first read percentage from the San Francisco 49ers that Juwan Jennings would get looks? No, this was the thing. These were the arguments across that.
And this would have been different if CMC was still healthy and Kittle wasn't also out. And he was just a Deebo replacement, right? But you're down your starting quarterback or your starting running back in CMC. So you have a new guy who's looked awesome, but he's still the new guy. And then Kittle's also down. And, you know, it's just, like I said, it's the perfect storm for him to have this enormous monster week. Not going to happen all the time. But if Deebo and Kittle are both down again next week, I'd expect another big week from Jennings.
Yeah. So I think here's what it happens. 3 wide receivers can eat in this offense, in any offense. They really can. Especially, by the way, the 49ers have been one of the most pass-heavy teams. I mean, Brock Purdy is like up there in passing yards. I believe going into week 3, they had the second most passing yards in the NFL, and Brock Purdy did a whole bunch more of it. They got an efficient running game. But so 3 can eat. When Deebo Samuel comes back, he's going to come back to being the number one in first read. But it doesn't mean Juwan Jennings will go away. So when all the dudes are out in this current state, Juwan Jennings is probably a wide receiver too at best. So, you know, is he worthwhile? Absolutely. Probably for a couple of weeks. When Deebo Samuel comes back, 3 are not going to be successful on a week in and week out basis. Cause assume you have Kittle and you have Ayuk back. They love to have Kittle block. You're not going to have 3 guys be fantasy relevant, similar to Houston for the most part. It's usually 2 guys. Juwan Jennings can still be flex eligible or good. The thing is the 49ers have one. I was thinking about this earlier today. There's 4 elements to really any game, but specifically the 49ers. It's their ground game, it's their deep game, and then it's that short game. And I don't mean by runs. I mean what Christian McCaffrey did as a disadvantage to defenses, where they could, you know, you focus in on the two receivers and Kittle and you go deep. Jordan Mason doesn't have that. They don't have this explosive player that they can kind of throw out short yardage because McCaffrey's out. And I really wish, I've been thinking about this, when Debo comes back, I kind of wish they would just thrust Debo more into that role out of the backfield and have Juwan Jennings, who's scary now, and Brandon Ayuk and George Kittle get bigger separation further down the field and just literally let Debo Samuel play that receiving role that Christian McCaffrey had instead of lining him out. And that, I think, would create Juwan Jennings continuously being valuable. But there is this clock that sits out there of like when everybody's healthy, if that were to happen, there's just a limitation to it. So is Juwan Jennings worth picking up with the number one waiver wire? Yeah, he is. Can he be relevant for the rest of the season?
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Okay. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
It's predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hey, in this league.
Look at us. Look at us. Huh? Who would have thought?
Not me. Not me. Not me.
Who would have thought?
Not me. Not me.
Look at us.
Look at us.
Who would have thought?
Not me. Not me.
Week 3 breakdowns. Let's talk about all the performances, good or bad, and let's kick it off with quarterbacks. Give you a couple dose of some of these top names. Sam Darnold. Knee bruise, but no structural damage in his knee. He ended up leaving, returned. He is the GOAT, and we can't have him down. He was given the game ball after the game, continues to really, it feels like, defy odds. He makes this team better. Justin Jefferson is all vibed out. They're getting Jordan Addison coming back. Literally, Sam
Darnold. They're going to get Hawkinson back?
Sam Darnold is flowing and he is performing, but I think even rest of he's flowing around like a top 12 quarterback. If you're dealing with the Richardson issues and you're dealing with some of these back Caleb Williams, if you drafted him high, I know this week it kind of worked out, but like Sam Darnold is the safety net type of guy. And he's a better option than I would rather probably Sam Darnold than Derek Carr. I didn't really buy the whole, like, they're going to score 40 points every single week and Derek Carr is going to be the greatest quarterback of all time and stuff like that. Like, I don't know, matchup-based, Darnold will play over Carr, I think, plenty of weeks. I bet matchup-based both of those guys.
Yeah, I mean, the offense, this is why I was into McCarthy coming in, right? Was I knew they're going to be pass-heavy. And, okay, McCarthy goes down, next man up, Sam Darnold. I didn't understand why people had him like 26, 27 going into the year. I had him at 17, and he's higher than that now, too. So, yeah, guy looks great.
Yeah, it's crazy. Even though I stopped there. Andy Dalton, another one of those that just bounced back. 26 for 37, 319, 3 scores. Everyone viable again. Also, Deshaun Watson, 21 for 37, 196, 2. He did lose some fumbles, but Watson was able to bounce back and made Amari Cooper relevant. And Andy Dalton was efficient. And the Bryce Young stuff, like, we're not going to hear it after that game. And I feel bad for Bryce Young because it was like, what is he supposed to do with these weapons? Well, I don't know. Andy Dalton just did it, and he dropped 3 touchdowns and over 300 yards. Deontay Johnson looked like a stud. He got Thielen involved. I mean, the running game worked, and it was thanks to the efficiency and quick decisions of Andy Dalton. So Andy Dalton's streamable, and I don't really look at Deshaun Watson as someone I like super, super trust moving forward, but he made like Amari Cooper relevant again.
Watson is going to get benched, dude. Like the plays that Amari Cooper made for him were awesome, but they were not good throws. So I don't see how much longer Watson is viable. Let's just see Jameis out there. Yes, he's going to make big mistakes, but he's also going to give you some big plays, and you won't lose games to the Giants at home.
Or trade this dude. Do you think he's dying to be a Dolphin right now, Jameis Winston?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, that'd be great for him. They're not going to do it, though. So I don't know, man. Dalton looked great. I think the biggest thing about him, and we'll talk about it when we talk about DJ, but just getting everybody back on the menu in terms of being startable and rankable and things like that. So, yeah, just big day for Andy Dalton. Deshaun Watson still blows.
Who would you rather start next week? Who do the Panthers start play? Do we know?
I can look
crap because I don't know. Well, because I want to ask you is who would you rather start next week, Richardson or Andy Dalton?
Andy Dalton.
Andy Dalton.
Revenge game against the Bengals?
My line? Red Dead Redemption 2 for the Red Rifle. 100%
Red Rifle revenge.
All about the Andy Dalton. Some other quarterback notes. Bo Nixon, not quite dead, was running like crazy.
Call him Nixon.
Bo Nixon. I am not a starting quarterback. I'm a starter. Bo Nix, not dead, 25 for 36, 216, looked good on the ground. What did they call him? Like, I think someone called him Vanilla Vic, which I think was Daniel Jones's thing. Yeah, Will Levis,
white guy runs.
260 for 2 touchdowns. He loves to turn over the ball. Justin Herbert, he re-aggravated his ankle injury, that high ankle sprain that he's dealing with. We'll go through the injuries after this, but let's do Will Levis and Bo Nix here for a second. Is there any belief that both of these quarterbacks will be starters in week 8, let's say?
Bo Nix is fine. Like, he finally looked good because that was starting to get to one of those spots where it was like, okay, do I need to worry about Cortland? Do I need to worry about the run game? Is anybody else viable here? Well, the answer is still only Cortland, right? Because the run game looked like absolute garbage against Tampa Bay. And that was without Vita Vea, their big run stopper in the middle. He's done for the year, I think, or at least a big chunk of the year. So, I thought the run game was pathetic, which means the O-line is still not good. But I tell you what impressed me more, and we don't think about this on the fantasy side, but the Broncos defense looked really good. Holding the Bucs to only 7 points in Tampa, I thought they looked really good. I think that's maybe something we need to worry about moving forward. They have the Jets this week. So, you know, I don't know if they're going to be able to stop Aaron Rodgers, but they look good. They look really good this week. So, who was the other guy that we're talking? Oh, Will Levis sucks. Mason Rudolph will be the starter by week 6.
Yeah. I still don't know if I buy Bo Nix as much, but the running game is like kind of keeping him efficient. And
yeah, this was a good game. Let's see him stack before we believe and buy in. Let's see him stack some good performances up.
On the injury/movement front. So I mentioned Justin Herbert re-aggravated his ankle injury. I did see our boy Deepak Chona, Sport MD Analysis. If you want to check him out on Twitter, he actually said based on this injury, like, I don't know. Like, here's the only thing I should have double checked. He said based on this injury, there's an expectation he'd play in week 4. But there's part of me but I was like, wait a minute. That's that injury separated. But if that injury is attached to a high ankle sprain that's going on, there's like more re-aggravated risk. I can't imagine he's going to play.
I'll tell you why it doesn't matter. And he's definitely not going to play is because Joe Alt and Rashawn Slater are both going to be out in this game too.
No way you can put him out
there. Heineke is going to be back there.
He's the fall guy.
Yeah. Yeah. He has to be. And, you know, we saw Heineke can move a little bit. Easton Stick can move a little bit.
Who are they playing? Are they playing the Raiders?
The Chiefs.
Oh my God. The Chiefs?
Yeah.
Dude, so good luck. 45 carries to Dobbins and Gus Edwards.
Yep. 100%.
17.
What it's probably actually going to be is 38 minutes of possession to the Chiefs, 22 to the Chargers, and they do nothing. Probably.
Yeah, probably. Skylar Thompson had a chest injury.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments. River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
Couldn't dress himself after the game. There is hope that Huntley is going to be available. And Gardner Minshew was benched for Aiden O'Connell. Antonio Pierce was speaking about guys making business decisions. I don't know if he was just talking about Minshew or anything like that.
He was talking about on defense, but...
It also seemed like there might have been a Davante Adams one, but he's saying that they might make the switch at quarterback, and there might be some other stuff out there.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
In this league.
Somebody royally forked up. Somebody forked up. Why can't I say fork?
If you're trying to curse, you can't hear.
Full shirt.
Holy mother forking shirt balls.
Yeah, so my concern with a switch at QB is, does O'Connell have the same rapport with Brock Bowers that we saw with Minshew? That's my one concern. Like, because Davante Adams QB proof, I don't care. You put him out there, he'll catch the ball. I think Jacoby Myers is a little bit as that as well. As long as they're passing the ball and that's not, you know, Anthony Richardson type throws, I think they'll be okay. Bowers is a guy I worry about. So we'll see.
The only thing I want to mention on the Dolphins side of this, I'm going to be a pretty firm, maybe I'll be wrong. I'm going to be pretty firm buy on Dolphins players. Skylar Thompson's out. That's a good thing. Huntley's in, not that he's like the best in the world, but he's a more experienced guy, especially in the pocket. And like, listen, Tyreek Hill was not quarterback proof this past week, but he's not going to be quarterback proof for the entire season, or he is quarterback proof for the entire season. He's going to bounce back. I'm buying Tyreek Hill. I'll buy super low Jalen Waddles. And if there's any discount on Achan at all, I'm here for it. You and I have a disagreement about the Tua stuff. Joe, firmly a disagreement. Like, I think Tua will be back this year. I think they put him on the IR to protect him, to not even put a focus on could you come back, blah, blah, blah. No, you sit for a month. And then it might take him a little bit longer. I think there'll probably be a point later this year where you see him. But regardless of that, I think Huntley makes this team better. And the only way you're going to win games is getting the ball in the hands of your playmakers, however you're going to do it. And that's why I'm kind of a firm buy, because there is massive panic. Like, Hill is went from wide receiver 1 to wide receiver 12 in ranks, but I think perceivably is going down. And after this week went down a lot further. I'm not saying you can do it, but like, you probably get Tyreek Hill for Brian Robinson at this point. Brian Rob, you know, or B Rob and like a low end wide receiver. So I think
you could do it for B Rob at this point, especially depending on how he plays tonight. But yeah, I'm with you. I'm buying on all those weapons right now, because you know, they'll figure it out over the course of the season. If Tua is going to retire, you know, I don't think it just looks patheticsville the entire season. I think it looks a little bit better. These weapons are too good for them to not, you know, have a little bit of something. So Tyreek is still very good. Waddle's still very good. They'll find a way to get these guys the ball. And there's just enough pieces around whoever the quarterback is to make them decent still.
Let's go over to running backs here. I think the top story, just to focus on this for a second, Carson Steele, I kind of thought he might not be as big of a role, so I was wrong about that. It's a prop I got wrong. 17 carries for 72 yards, even had a couple targets. P. Ryan did get some work, but it just wasn't at the same extent, had a lot less routes. And we could be seeing CH come off the NFI in week five for the future. Doesn't affect next week. But I think the big point was Carson Steele looked pretty efficient. Just throw him in the middle, gets 4 or 5 yards on the maybe like one or two occasional losing yards. But, you know, with how they throw the ball to Rashee Rice and they have the secondary have to keep honest. Carson Steele looked pretty good, and he is going to be kind of like an RB2-ish type of guy moving forward, especially that they gave him the volume. I think that's the biggest thing. If I'm wrong about the prop, like, okay, whatever. It was 44 yards. Like, that's wrong. I just didn't think they were going to give him 17 carries out the chute. I thought they would have a much closer split. Like, him and P. Ryan would be like 12-14, you know, or 13-13 or something like that, and they might be passing more, but had up to Steele. He looked good. And anybody that picked him up, I think, is got to be pretty excited about what their return.
Yeah, I mean, I'm interested to see if CEH comes back at all and what that mix looks like if he does come back. But it seems like they got their guy while Pacheco was down. And like I said, Pacheco, what Deepak told us was, you know, this is a 6-month injury till you are 100%. So that's after the season. So Pacheco comes back. He's not the same Pacheco that we saw before. So I kind of think this job is open. If Carson Steele does a good job at it and Isaiah Pacheco is, you know, slow coming along or just doesn't look the same, why would you're not going to take Carson Steele off the field? So I think Carson Steele is, this job is up for grabs, I still would say, but Carson Steele is.
You mean up for grabs right with Pacheco out?
I mean up for grabs for the rest of the season.
See, that's where I don't agree it's up for grabs, but you know what I do think it could mirror? I think it could mirror what I envision is going to happen when Christian McCaffrey comes back. Like, Jordan Mason is not going to just go away. I don't care what anybody thinks. Like, you have to have as much McCaffrey as you can, but you're going to have to baby him and you're going to have to kind of pick and choose. And that might be, that's at least how I view where the Chiefs would go. I just don't think Carson Steele would get, if Pacheco's healthy, you're not going to see a 15 carry, 17 carry.
Yeah, but he's not going to be 100%.
But that's what I'm getting at. Is I think it would be that situation where it might be like Pacheco gets 12 carries and Carson gets 10 carries, and it's a split. I don't think it's Steele.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
I know how you're feeling right now.
Stop it. Don't do that.
I'm here for you.
Oh. In this league.
You are crazy.
Makes Pacheco sit on the bench the rest of the year. It's just, I think they would use both Pacheco, of the guys.
Pacheco pushed CEH off. So, you know, this job has been hot hand for a long time. So we'll see. I mean,
we'll definitely see.
This Carson Steele is the guy now, and I don't think we're getting Pacheco back to like week 12 or 13 at earliest.
Probably.
And then after that, they're probably going to baby him in. So most of your fantasy season, this is what you're looking for. I think it's going to be Steele.
Some big name running back performances. Aaron Jones had a big week this week. 19 carries, 102, was big in the passing game. We still saw some of Chandler, but the efficiency wasn't even remotely close. Rashad White, he was outperformed by Bucky Irving. Bucky Irving, 9 for 70, also had 3 catches. Rashad White had 5 catches for 18, but only 6 carries. And then Josh Jacobs, 14 for 43, pretty inefficient, but we saw Manuel Wilson. I mean, the touchdown kind of made it, but dude had 85 total yards. He had 12 carries. This became a split. A lot of questions in there because Chandler was the guy that was pushing Jones, and that seems to have turned. But now you have Rashad White and Josh Jacobs having some type of a rookie push in here. What's reality? Like, what I think Bucky Irving's the most interesting guy to talk about here because I think he is absolutely explosive. And they literally said on Monday he now has deserved more snaps. And that to me is a warning sign for Rashad White more than maybe any player on this list.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, and I didn't like Rashad White coming in, and then he was super impressive, and they just didn't have anybody else. Like, a couple of years ago, they tried Sean Tucker. It didn't work. Last year was just all Rashad White. He has a groin injury, so maybe we're undervaluing him a little bit because he's not 100%. So he doesn't look 100%, and Bucky just looks better than him. But this is all about what Todd Bowles said. He said that Bucky Irving deserves more touches. You know, there's a thing between coach speak and it actually happening on the field, but Bucky looks like the better running back right now. And Tony Romo taught us a long time ago, meritocracy. You have to merit staying, keeping this job. So Bucky is a worthy investment this week for sure.
Who do you think takes more of the role on their team, Bucky Irving or Braylon Allen?
Bucky. Not close.
Okay. Yeah, you're not like super into the Braylon Allen takes a lot away from Breece Hall.
Yeah, well, I'm not in the I don't think Braylon Allen is good anymore because I didn't coming in. I thought he was going to be too slow. I knew he was a big, like maybe he'd be a touchdown guy, right? Because he's enormous and he's young. So there's a lot of room to grow, a lot of meat on the bone, Welsh, if you will. But I just, it's Breece Hall. You know, there is a difference between Breece Hall and almost every other running back. So even the guy on his own team, Braylon Allen, can't be ignored. He has a role and it's good because you can do so much with Breece Hall. You can split him out. So you can afford to have a great playmaker like Braylon Allen in the backfield and then Breece Hall lined up outside. So Braylon Allen's role is expanding, but I think Bucky takes the job straight away from Rashad White and gets more carries. Then we see an equal split in carries and touches really between Braylon Allen and Breece Hall.
I really feel like Bucky is, we're going to talk about him. He's at the top of the waiver list, and he's a guy that is going to be someone you could sling in at flex, like what, you know, you thought like a Jalen Warren and stuff would be.
Definitely That's, could be. I mean, he was good at Oregon. He just had a really bad combine. So, yeah, but Bucky is a good player.
I'm more interested in Bucky than I am Emmanuel Wilson. You have Marshawn Lloyd coming back, and I'm not even sure I would take Emmanuel too much Wilson of the Aaron.
Scares me a little bit from the Josh Jacobs perspective because Jacobs has not looked, he kind of looks like he's running in sand. They just gave him a bunch of money, but Wilson's looked good and Josh Jacobs has looked kind of slow.
I think so Wilson
worrisome
affects Jacobs more than Wilson becomes fantasy relevant, if that makes sense. I think okay. He takes away from Jacobs, where Jacobs, if he's only getting 15, 16 touches a game, that makes him less worthwhile than it is like, hey guys, you know, like Bucky Irving doesn't just make Rashad White like less effective. He is like an effective fantasy player. I just think the guys like Emmanuel Wilson and Marshawn Lloyd later in the year, they're going to just take away and make Josh Jacobs less enticing. So maybe that's a sell.
Yeah, there could be an expiration date on Emmanuel Wilson as well when Lloyd comes back. So yeah. We'll see.
Some other running back performances to talk about here. Cam Akers, 9 for 21, very inefficient in the running game, but did end up getting a touchdown. We saw Ogunbowale also 2 for 28 in that. So they were just trying to piecemeal this thing together. Jerome Ford back to dominating snaps. Okay, Foreman 2 for 5. Ford was 10 for 37, caught 3 for 33. DeAndre Swift, 8 for 30 because Roshan, this is a Roshan week. It's kind of like what the Browns did to us. We thought this is going to be this big Swift week, and we're like, oh, Khalil Herbert in the red zone. Nope. Roshan, 8 for 30 and caught 4 for 32 with Swift only having 8 carries and caught 4 for 32. Two other backs I'll just throw in here. Rico Dowdle, 8 for 32 with 5 targets versus Zeke, who had a lot less run in this game, which is weird. And Zamir White, we were sold a bill of goods that he was going to get a whole bunch more carries, and he ended up not. I think it was 14 for 64. He didn't end up doing anything big. Madison ended up vulturing a touchdown. It's kind of a disaster there. So I threw a lot at you. Akers, Ford, Swift, Dowdle, White. Is there anything that's really important out of that you want to hit?
Yeah, I mean, I it's just nice, number one, to see Jerome Ford back to getting all the touches. So I think I was a little panicky about that. Yes, I do. I do. I just think he's the better running back. So hopefully, he did have another fumble, I think. But I think it was just nice to see him. And, you know, I mean, Deontay Foreman had 11 snaps to Ford's 53. So way back to Ford. DeAndre Swift and Roshan, I'm not sure if that was more about. Do you know the Bears had 90 offensive snaps? 90. They had the ball almost the whole game. So I think a lot of that might have been just, look, running backs get gas. That's hard work out there, right? It's their rotational spot. So I think there was a little bit of that there. I'm not too worried about Roshan, but I don't like Swift. I thought it was really good to see Rico out there so much more than anybody else. And they had 80 snaps, the Cowboys did. But to see Rico out for 37 and Zeke only out for 15, looks like we're starting to lean more towards Uncle Rico there. So I like that. It's a big spot to have. I think the Zamir White getting out snapped by Alexander Mattison and Amir Abdullah, both of them, he was third in snaps. He had 14 of 64 snaps. He only ran four routes. Mattison had 28 and 19. Amir Abdullah had 22. Now, look, White still had more carries, I believe. So this was all game script because it got down so bad to Carolina. And Mattison is receiving back. It's just if they do keep getting down, which it's the Raiders, the defense looks awful right now. You lost Marcus Epps for the year. Crosby is dealing with a high ankle sprain. Kuntz is done for the year on the line. Wilkins is banged up right now. The whole defense looks terrible. So if they're going to play down, Zamir White's not going to get carries, man. They're going to go straight to Amir Abdullah and Alexander Mattison. So if it's a bad matchup, I'm not starting Zamir. He's not going to get those carries. So
let me ask you these two things. Between Jerome Ford and Rico Dowdle, who do you think has the bigger arrow up right now?
I'll say Rico.
Okay. And then between DeAndre Swift and Zamir White, who has the biggest arrow down?
Zamir.
Okay. So there you go, just for perspective for people. Last little notes here. Jaylen Warren ended up really doing nothing, also getting an MRI from this weekend, and Najee in a sling on Monday. Something to monitor, because if both of those guys happen to be out, Cordarrelle Patterson to the moon, maybe. He was 4 for 38.
Special. That's
right. That's his boy.
He'll be the guy. And I think you'll see Fields run a little bit more, probably some designed runs if Patterson is down. But Jonathan Ward, Aaron Shamplin on the practice squad, maybe Mr. Outside Hire as someone.
Whoever is starting for the Steelers, better than the Denver situation. Javonte Williams now 5 for 12. Jaleel McLaughlin wasn't good, but did have a touchdown. They're all cuttable. I'm done with Javonte. I would always open, of course, like he could bounce it back. And if you don't have to cut him.
SportsGrid.com. Betting in.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com.
Insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's In This League.
Buckle up, buckaroo.
All night.
Cool, don't put them on the bench and see if things get better because it is 3 weeks. But if you had to, I'd be fine. At this point, rather Dowdle than Javonte Williams.
Yeah, 9 touches for Javonte, 6 for McLaughlin. I mean, that's just not getting it done for me. And that was in a good performance. They were up most of that game. They should have been running, but it was just not effective. That old line for Denver can't run block at all. It's pathetic.
Going over to the wide receivers, the biggest injury this weekend, Devontae Smith in proto. He's in concussion proto, which would leave the Eagles with nobody because AJ Brown doesn't look like he's in a play. Devontae Smith in concussion protocol usually does cost a week, and they have a bye week the following week. So this is where there's a lot of discussion. Debro is very vocal about do not spend any fab on Jahan Dotson. I know you feel a little bit different about that. But they don't have anybody. It's just
a dollar or two on him. I mean, I'm not breaking the bank for Jahan Dotson, but if you want to throw a buck or two, just if you have some pathetic loser as your third wide receiver, that is,
you know what
no
it feels like
or hurt.
It's like DeMarcus Robinson. It's like going and picking up DeMarcus Robinson, except maybe there's a little bit more of a, it's only like a 1 week type of thing if you really need it. Also in the injury, Tank Dell dealing with some knee soreness. So I guess monitor that. That would probably, I think that's a boost to Stephon Diggs, even just a tiny bit more were to be out there. Rashid Shaheed, absolutely donuts. There are donuts out there, my friends. Who was saying to sell Rashid Shaheed? I was. But you want to know what? I actually don't feel super great about that, even in the performance, even though I look like a super genius by saying to sell him and he has no catches. If you did watch the game, they targeted him on two deep plays. Legit, boys, he should have had both of those. He straight up, one of them was a really bad drop. The other one was a little bit of a tougher catch. I don't remember the other two targets, but the thing I didn't like, here's the where I still hold to the sell. They didn't do any of the like Debo, like let's end around, let's do a screen pass, let's have these design plays that just to get Rashid Shaheed the ball in his hands, like the Dolphins do with Tyreek. That didn't happen in this game. But they still did target him deep, and he could have had these big plays. So whereas like I was just like, let's look to sell high, there were still some positives out of Rashid Shaheed in this, in that he got those targets. It was bad. He dropped some bad, stupid passes, man.
He is a boom or bust player to the T, letter of the law, whatever you want to say. He is either going to have four catches for 96 and a score, or he's going to have a donut. Like, that's just who he is. So you take the good with the bad when you're rostering Rashid Shaheed. And, you know, this week was a bad week. So I still like him in this new offense because he used more play action, which is better for those big hitters. It just didn't work against Dallas.
Yeah. There you go. Amari Cooper back, as we talked about before, 12 targets, 7 for 86 and 2 scores. Also back, Deontay Johnson, 14 targets under Andy Dalton. God, it looks good. 122, 8K. His receiving reception prop was 3.5, I'd just like to point out. 122 and 2 touchdowns. Roma Dunze, breakout game. It happened. 11 targets, 6 for 112 and a touchdown. And DeAndre
in that category with Malik Nabers and Marvin.
Oh, yeah, the guy that was like, it doesn't belong there. And then the other one, just pairing all these guys, DeAndre Hopkins was limited, but 7 targets, 6 for 73 and a touchdown, all bounce back. Or I guess in Dunze's performance is kind of like breakout, but big performances across. Who is fool's gold of this group?
Nuke in his age and him coming back. I that would be my guess. I don't think anybody is, though. Honestly, I think Rome can be this guy. Now let's remember, this was 90 snaps and no Keenan Allen, right? Same thing for Cole Kmet. Cole Kmet's getting a lot of heat right now, right? No Keenan Allen in this game, 90 snaps. So maybe they're both a little bit of fool's gold, but I think, you know, we want to see Rome and Caleb on the same page because they're going to be there so long together. So, you know, Keenan, who knows what's going to go on with Keenan Allen. So, I don't really think anyone is. I would say maybe DJ is because you don't get to play the Raiders in this pathetic offense. The Panthers are sneaking up on no one moving forward. I'll say that.
That's a good way to put it. I kind of feel like, I mean, DJ was the trend up. Like, you could definitely look at a Dunze. I'm just a tiny bit worried about like what, when Keenan is back, like, not to say that Dunze is not going to be good or anything like that, but that might have been his best game of the season. Just throwing that, might sound really stupid at the end of the day, but like, it was like 6 targets for DJ Moore in the first 2 quarters. Keenan Allen is going to be a safety net type of guy. To Dunze's credit, they were like bigger play stuff, and that is something that Caleb Williams really wants to do. And they've had a better, they've done a better job about finding those big plays for Adunze than they have for DJ Moore. So maybe this will just be his role, and maybe it'll be three or four catches for 80 plus yards and whatever. But I don't know. But I agree. Hopkins is like the biggest downtick. Like Cooper, we're just like, okay, thank God. Deontay Johnson, uptick.
For Hopkins, it's not just his age and his limited number of snaps and everything. It's also the quarterback scenario. Like Will Levis looks terrible. And I don't think Mason Rudolph's a very good player. So I don't know. That whole offense might melt down pretty quick.
Maybe.
We'll see.
Some other wide receivers, Jalen Naylor, 3 for 31 and a score. He's definitely been a nice little standout as recent, but Jordan Addison is expected to play in week 4. Yeah. So that might kind of take that away as fun as he has been. DeMarcus Robinson, only 4 targets, 1 for 32, while Tutu Atwell, 5 targets, 4 catches, 93 yards. And one thing I wanted to point out, because I saw a lot of internet Twitter about like Whittington, he's going to get 1 million targets. And DeMarcus, the thing that I think was so telling was in watching that awful, stupid 49er Rams game, they used Tutu Atwell, not only like in the slot, but in motion so much. And he's such a quick receiver. Stafford kind of likes him right now. And if they continue doing that, I think Tutu's just going to get himself into like good. It kind of reminds me of like Devontae Smith type of situations. I think Tutu Atwell might be a sneaky guy. Maybe it'll change. Maybe like
brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is 1 mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Next week, Whittington will have 7 targets or DeMarcus Robinson will be able to go deep with. But Tutu Atwell, I thought, was pretty impressive in this. And maybe in those deep desperation spots, you could look at him. Jahan Dotson, couldn't say it, 2 targets in that game. Paris Campbell, 2 targets as well. Johnny Wilson, 2 targets. They couldn't reach anybody. Anything else you want to add? Rams too, but anything you want to add on the Eagles front?
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
I swear to God, I'll pistol whip the next guy that says
in this league.
Hey, Farva, what's the name of that restaurant you like with all the mozzarella sticks?
In this league. Oh!
All right, wavery waivers, let's kick it off with running backs. These are the performances of players under 40% pretty much that had over, what's always your marker? Is it like 10 points?
7 points.
7 points, okay. Emmanuel Wilson was the top dog, 12 for 50. We obviously had the receiving touchdown as well. Alexander Mattison had really no usage except in the goal line, but that's where he is. Miles Sanders had a few carries. Bucky Irving, 9 for 70. He had a big 20 yarder and a couple catches. He was half PPR just essentially 10 points. Cam Akers, 9 for 21. Braylon Allen, 11 for 55. And then he had some more down player. Jaleel McLaughlin, Trey Sermon, Roschon Johnson did score double digit points in there. Bucky Irving, I think, is the number one running back of interest here. And Braylon. Yeah. Okay, so we agree. It's Bucky and Braylon. And if you're going for a third, it's probably
Rico.
Yes, Rico Dowdle. I was about to say Emmanuel Wilson. 100% agree. Okay, so we're in full agreement. those are the three backs that we're targeting this week.
Yep. I'm more interested in Emmanuel Wilson than I am Jahan Dotson, like in terms of just like throwing a buck. If you have I tell you what, I have a lot of IDP leagues where I have extra bench spots and I'm looking at running backs. I'm throwing $1 or $2 on Emmanuel Wilson just to stash and see. So if you have a bigger bench and you can maybe grab and stash for very cheap, I would do that with Wilson, but he is after all those other guys.
And there's things you could watch on some of these others, like, you know, Miles Sanders can make Chuba maybe like a little less undesirable. Roshan might make DeAndre Swift completely irrelevant in that, not that Swift can't be good, but just like there's just not going to be enough snaps between like him and Herbert and stuff. But that's why Irving is like clear cut number one. Braylon, if they told us, hey guys, we're going to get Braylon Allen no less than 10 touches every single game between running and catch, that's flex. You're going to flex him out, regardless of whatever you think about Breece and stuff like that. And
well, especially because he's most likely to score a touchdown on that team because he's enormous. So,
and the same thing will go with Bucky. Like if you get this confirmation, and the confirmation might just come into gameplay, like these guys are both in that flex territory. And Rico Dowdle might just be bouncing back. But boy, this team can't run the ball. This
probably
cannot run the ball.
Yeah, it's a good spot to have just to be a starting running back, but that might be musical chairs. That's why he's third.
Yeah. Over 50% owned that scored under 5 points. There's some players that don't do anything for us here. We're not doing anything with James Conner, Ramondre Stevenson, or Tony Pollard.
This is just to shame them.
Yeah, this is kind of a shame. They all had less than 25 yards each. They combined those three, Conner, Stevenson, and Pollard, had 21 carries between the three of them. Ramondre Stevenson wasn't targeted in the passing game, so just bad performances. But Zamir White, 10 for 34, Javonte Williams, 5 for 12, Jalen, 3 for 5, Elliott, 3 for 6, and Gus Edwards, 3 for 9.
Here's my question, Will.
Yeah, yeah.
Who are you not cutting for Bucky out of that group?
Oh, that's an awesome question. Without hesitation, Javonte, Jalen, Elliott, Gus Edwards, kick rocks. They can kick it. Maybe I hesitate and huff a little bit on the Zamir White, but I still do it at the end of the day. If it was gun to my head and I have to choose that, I would cut Zamir for Bucky Irving at this point, because like they can keep talking about they're going to give him more carries and give him more carries and da da da. I think I said 14 carries. We had 10 carries, by the way, earlier.
Yeah, 14 snaps.
Yeah, 14 snaps and 10 total carries. I like Bucky Irving, and his role is better suited than whatever the Raiders are doing with Zamir White. Now, Zamir might bounce back. So that's why I'm saying like, he's the Mendoza line. He's the maybe. He's the maybe line, because Pollard, Stevenson, and Conner, we just, all right, that's stuck. Javonte, Warren, Elliott, Edwards, bye. But Zamir White,
I'll say at least with maybe. Warren, at least now we know like he's going for an MRI. Something was wrong, right? So I think he'll be more involved. So he's also a maybe for me. But
unless
also,
the MRI like, shows something bad.
Yeah, how hurt is he? Like if he's extra hurt, then goodbye, you know. But if it's a minor thing and no structural damage, then I'm still kind of questioning, because I do especially with Najee in a sling.
But for Bucky or Braylon Allen, you cut in a heartbeat.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, not a heartbeat. You hesitate.
Not a heartbeat, but I think I would do it. I mean, what I'd probably do is like I would spend a decent amount of cash, but maybe not an insane amount that somebody's going to put on. And if I have Warren or Zamir, I'm like, all right, well, I didn't lose those guys and pay a bunch for Bucky, but I would rather have Bucky.
Yeah, I don't even hesitate on Jalen. Jalen's in that group. Zamir White's the only one that I'm like, eh. All right, the under 60% owned wide receivers have scored over 50. Juwan Jennings scored 41 points. And some, I think in one league, like 46 points that I was playing. Unreal.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com.
Legends is a free to play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.